Anthony Johnson is an Indiana native who went to Notre Dame on a scholarship. He had, at that time, a focus to his life.
Playing football, my passion since I was young. Had the opportunity to play in high school, played well enough to get a scholarship at the University of Notre Dame. I graduated from there in 1990 and was drafted in the second round by the Indianapolis Colts.
Anthony played 11 seasons as a running back for five different NFL teams. The last was the Jaguars, which he joined for the 2000 season before retiring.
During the course of that time, had opportunity to really be impacted by chaplains at several different teams. Seeing the impact that they had on me while I was playing was really part of what encouraged and challenged and invited me to take the opportunity to do the same.
The work of, or the need for, an NFL chaplain is not well understood.
Playing in the NFL, obviously you have a lot of highs, a lot of great things and awesome opportunities, but at the same time, a lot of stress, a lot of tension, a lot of challenging experiences. They're deep things, sometimes things that really challenge you in your soul. You're a young kid coming out of school, and all of a sudden you've been given millions of dollars sometimes, and you have everything that a person, everything that the world kind of wants. You have health, you have money, you have prestige, you're on a platform. That sets you up as a target, and here's the one thing that you don't expect. Sometimes family can come at you and see you as a dollar sign.
NFL chaplains work for a ministry and aren't paid by the team. Anthony, for example, is employed by Athletes in Action, the sports ministry of Crewe. But the need that chaplains fill is as practical as it is spiritual.
All they want is an opportunity to help you. Everyone has someone who fills that role. And that can look different per team. With the Jaguars in my situation here, Gus Bradley and Dave Caldwell have really opened the door to say, hey, you're part of the team. You're part of the organization. You'd be here every day, travel with the team, engage to the degree and extent that's appropriate and that is necessary.
It wasn't a role that Anthony jumped into quickly.
I took, as my wife would say, a long time to decide what else I wanted to do. But what I didn't want to do was go into and feel compelled, constrained into doing things that I really wasn't passionate about. I was passionate about my faith, and so after a couple of years, I realized, you know, that's what I want to do the rest of my life.
Although every NFL team has a chaplain, most are not former players, and the job itself has no defined work parameters.
We're very much like your missionary. There's a need for us to engage with those who would share the heart and the passion of what we're doing.
Over the years, Anthony Johnson has changed in subtle ways.
You'd see me far more relaxed, far more at peace with my wife, with my kids, with my job, with occupation, with what I'm doing, with the players.
And although he never loses sight of the spiritual purpose of his calling, Anthony can sum up his role in a practical way.
Help people in the ways that you've been helped. Reach out to those in the ways that you've been reached out to. I think it's an axiom of living, whether it's religious or not. That's a pretty good way to approach things.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.